Aleishu Chelek Beis Daf Ayin Dalet, the second part, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalem. The author says, Me'avoyseinu anu magim el Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalem. So from the avoys, the line stretches to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha'avoys HaKadoshim, Abraham, Yitzhak, Ve'akov, Ve'rakem, only they, Zachu Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yiched Shmo Elohim, they earn that level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu set his name upon them, and therefore, when he called Elokei Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referred to as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We don't have Elokei Moshe, that term. That's where we get, as a nation, Elokei Yisrael. Loichen Moshe Rabbeinu, he's different. Hatoar Sheloi Hu Eved Hashem. That's the highest title given to him in Parashas V'zeh Beracha. Baruch She'elohim Madregois Shenois. It's quite clear that these are not just haphazardly chosen titles. These are different levels, different achievements. Ha'avois HaKedoshim, Benoira'ois Tzidkasam V'taharas Kedushas Libam. The Avois HaKedoshim with their purity, with their righteousness, Ha'yu Medabekim Machshavtam Liratzonei Yisbarach Kol Yomeim Bli Hafsek Rega. Their thoughts were attached to Hashem's will without cessation. U'vitlu Biratzonam Kol HaKochos Shebo'ilam. They use their willpower to negate all other forces in the world, all efes v'toy nechshevu etzlam, so that no other force had any credence by them whatsoever. V'lachen nisyached shmo yisbarach aleihem. That's why, again, Hashem places his name upon them, and he korei Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'cholei. He's called by their name. V'lazeh amru zal, that's related to the statement of Chazal, ha'avois hein ha'merkava. They reach this level that they are considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot in having achieved this particular level. V'hineh amru b'chulin daf peites. Chazal tell us in Chulin, gadoil shenemar b'Moshe v'Aaron, yoyseh mima shenemar b'Avraham. There's a greater aspect in their statement, meaning their level. V'ilu b'Avraham k'siv v'ayinuchi afar v'efer. When Avraham Avinu discusses with Hashem the destruction of Sodom, he makes a statement, v'ayinuchi afar v'efer, I'm nothing but dust and ashes. V'ilu b'Moshe v'Aaron k'siv v'nachnu ma. They say to the people, and the people complain, v'nachnu ma. Chazal say that's a greater level. Be'afar v'efer, al kol panim misra'eh adayin metzius shel afar. When you have dust and ashes, there's still the reality of dust, shadayin nimtzei ez yesh. There's still some yesh over there, there's some entity, an ego, so to speak, in vulgar terms. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom amar, v'nachnu ma. What are we? Ki'ilu ein shum metzius bo'ilam klal legamei. There's no reality whatsoever outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The author refers us to a passage in Nefesh HaChaim. Harei mishiko HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eved Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to someone as Eved Hashem, hu mishis batel legamrei lefanav yisbarach. It's a person bli shum yeshus atzmis, without his own agenda whatsoever. Uv'chol pu'olosav hu rak kegerzen biyad ha'chotzev bo'i. In his actions, he is merely like the axe in the hand of the one who wields it. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk, I think, in Yeshayahu. That's the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the axe that Hashem wields for his own purposes. Zehu he'anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. That corresponds to the level with which Moshe is described in Ba'al Yischa as the humblest of all people. Ki ein adam ba'ilam shitzlech levatel atzmo lefanav yitzbarach kamoyu. No other person has managed to transform himself to such negation of his own agenda before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correspondingly, this is no accident, V'davka Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom zacha l'hanhaga shel nisim gluyim. He is the one who then leads the people with Hashem's providence over them manifesting itself in open miracles, v'linvua b'aspak l'ayah me'ira. And he is the one who achieves the highest level of nevuah. This term will be explained at the end of this chapter, in the next page on Daf Ayin Vav, aspak l'ayah me'ira. Madaga she'af adam lo zechala, a level that no other human being has ever achieved, lo lefanav ve'lo l'acham, not before Moshe, not after him. She'teitem yos ayu agoyim t'meim tamid. A question, two questions that were always perplexing. Eich yitachen she'abore yedaber im ha'adam. How is it possible that the Creator should speak to a human being, ve'ha'adam yishma o yisim edaber elav? It should be like a conversation. That's question one. How is it possible to change fixed nature? To transform a rock into a pool of water. It's obviously a paraphrase of the pasuk in Hallel. There's a third question. Superficially, it has no connection to these first two. V'davka hi metaretzes eisan, but actually it resolves the first two questions. Hem einam ma'aminim she'adam mesugal lehafoch es ha'tva'im sheloi b'avodas yitzbarach. That a person should be able to change his own tendencies in avodas Hashem, ulizkadesh b'kedusha elyona kol kach, and to transform himself and to sanctify himself to such an extent she'ein ha'yetzer oyketzoi, to the point where the yetzer no longer interferes v'ein shumidara ashelet esboi, is no longer controlled by negative tendencies. But that is the reality, that Shlomei Torah do manage to transform their personalities, and Moshe Rabbeinu more so than anyone else. Mimele, he's able to then speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and change nature in remarkable, miraculous events. Now, v'inei klal gadol, regarding this point that the author is going to make now, I made a note for myself to look at Da'as Torah. That's Rav Yerucham's drushes on the Torah. Da'as Torah and Parashas Be'aloi Yischa. Dibur Maschil HaBakar Ve'atzoin. Atzoin Ve'abakar. He makes the same point, and the author takes it, I think, from there. V'inei klal gadol. There's a fundamental principle. Ein neis bli ba'al neis. It means that the miracle corresponds to the miracle worker. It's not a hazard. It's not as if any old Joe can perform any miracle. And of course, this is not a limitation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could make a nes through whoever. But his shita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approach is, the nes corresponds to the nes worker, the Baal Nes. The greater the person, the greater the nisim. Baal Nes, umishe tiken midei sav uvitel itzo legamri. A Baal Nes is somebody who has perfected his midois and annihilated his yetzer hara. Mishi yele madagaze, person who reaches that, yachoy lafuch gam chukei hateva shel ha'olam b'yetzon Hashem yitzbarach. He can also transform the rules of nature. If he's changed himself, if he's molded himself through many years of toil, he can also mold and change the laws of nature when Hashem so wills. Because Moshe Rabbeinu reached the supreme level, he therefore became the agent of Hashgacha to perform all the awesome events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to split the sea, to bring down the man, to split the rock and to produce water, and correspondingly to bring the Torah. It's not that anyone else could have done it. Anyone else could have picked up the staff. Nothing would have happened to the sea. It had to be Moshe Rabbeinu. His transformation of his being is so dramatic that he could produce these dramatic events. Taharasoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. Chazal metarim oisa b'milim negashos. Having said that Moshe Rabbeinu reached this level of sanctifying himself and purifying himself more than any other person ever. So Chazal described as this inner purity that led to this accomplishment. The Midrash reads as follows. Seif rega yatzisa baskol v'amra higia seif misascha. Baskol said, it's time for you to be niftar. Omar Moshe tfinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bevakasha mimcha al timsereni biyad malach ha-moves. I don't want to be handed over to malach ha-moves. Yatzisa baskol v'amra loy, al tisirei. The baskol said, don't fear. Ani be'atzmi metapel b'cha uv'kvoroscha. Hashem says, I myself will take care of you and your burial. The Malach HaMavis will not be involved. He sanctified himself like the Srafim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended in order to take his neshama. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe hashkef enecha zeh al gavzeh. He told him to close his eyes. Vishkef enecha zeh al gavzeh. That's what he did. He was lying. Om alei hanach yadecho al hachazeh v'niach yadav al hachazeh. He told him to place his hands upon his chest, which happens. This is an interesting midrash, just completely parenthetically, as to the posture that is assumed when we prepare a person for burial. Bi'amenu, we don't do this because of historical things. We don't place a person's hands on his chest. End of parenthetical comment. Omali hakef reglecha zeh al gavzeh, put your legs together. Hikif aglav zeh al gavzeh. Be'isah sha'a kara kadosh bo'u la'neshama mitoch gufo. And at that moment, he was completely ready, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the neshama to leave the body of Moshe. Amala biti kuf chav shana ketzavtich yosech begufo shel Moshe. As stipulated, 120 years that you will spend in the body of Moshe. Achshav yigia kitzech latzeis. It's now the time for you to leave. Tzei al teachri. Come out, do not tarry. Know full well that you are the God of all spirits. All the souls are given to you. You created me, you placed me in this body for 120 years. Is there any entity in the world purer than that of Moshe's body? It's not going to be subject to any worms, any decomposition. I love this body. I do not wish to leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come out. I will bring you to the highest heavens. The most intimate contact at El Kuruvim Usrafim Ugdudim, highest level by the highest Malachim. I'm not interested. Even the Malachim don't have the same level. There were these two malachim, Uzza ve'Azael, v'chamdu b'nois aratzeis, v'ishrizu d'akam ala aretz. This is a different midrash that they in contemporary parlance, they went off the derech, these malachim. Ad shetalisa sam bein aretz l'arakia. So I'm not interested in the level of malachim. Even malachim can fail. Aval ben Amram, but Moshe, miyom shenigleis alav lebal ishtoi, he's never failed you. Bevakasha mimcha tenichene begufo shel Moshe. Please leave me in the body of Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu had no choice. I'm just adding that. He took Moshe's neshama. Says the author, Bo ur'e. Haneshama shel kol adam, when it comes to other people, bechol sha'a hi oila v'yoredes u'makeshet l'tzetz bimenu. This is another midrash. It constantly seeks to leave the body. She'eina se'iveles esaguf. The neshama doesn't bear, it can't tolerate the body. Every moment, say Chazal, with every breath, every neshima, the neshama is attempting to leave the body. V'yomedes pesech aguf, say Chazal, it remains in the body, rak mipnei sheksheh yetzeis, yeroais yetzerah v'chozes achoyah. It's because as it just emerges, it gets a glimpse of the Creator, and as a shock, it recoils back into the body. That's what Chazal said, that with every neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to, so to speak, press it back into the body of the individual, because the neshama just wants to leave, it doesn't want to stay in the body. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, it just refused to leave. Ad shenishakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishikaspeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed Moshe Rabbeinu, kazeisi taharas gufo shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the tahara. And again, we're linking this to the achievement of his unprecedented nevuah and his unprecedented miracles that he performed. These are all linked together. V'taharas midoisav, a different point now, the midoisav Moshe Rabbeinu. When he first goes out, his brethren, as Rashi puts it, to pay attention, to look at their tzarois. So in the first incident, that very first day, he smites the Egyptian who was beating the Hebrew man. Bayom Hasheni, the second day when he goes out, he sees two Jews quarreling and rebukes the one. In Midian, he sees foreign shepherdesses, he doesn't know them from anything, and he saves them from injustice. They're being denied access to the water for their flock. These three incidents are the sum total of Moshe's biography. That's what the Torah tells us about him. Omar Rav Simcha Zisl Mikelm Ishma Sa'edim, the Alter Mikelm said, to summarize it even further, the essence of Moshe is to share the burden with his fellow, and a total hatred of iniquity. That's the essence of Moshe. V'inei nizgala lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shelach osa limitzam letzis Yisrael. By the Sinei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and sends him to Mitzrayim to release the Jewish people. V'hu, im midoisav eile, if you consider Moshe's midois, which you just did, haya tzarech lizderez miyad lalechaz v'shelach osa. We should have expected him to immediately go on this agency. Ki ein lecha nesi'a bo'ilim chaviroi, ve'atzala me'ovel gedola mizoi. There would be no greater case of sharing the burden with his brethren in Mitzrayim, who are suffering terribly, and saving them from iniquity. That's his essence, and therefore he should have rushed to do so. Ve'hu mesarev, he refuses. Shavua shalem, terech ha'kadosh bohu lefarik ta'anu yisav. That's based on Rashi, quoting Chazal, right? Me'et mo'il, me'shil shoyim. Based on these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends an entire week refuting Moshe's arguments. The Hu Mesarev, he continues to refuse. Ad Shecharaboy Afashim Ruchalev, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry and he was forced to go. Why? The Chol Sirvoy, this entire incident of refusal, because Ulay Tehyeh B'Shlichuso Ezo Pegi'a B'Achiv HaGadol Ve'Ezo Isnasus Alav. Because this mission might result in a slight to his older brother. Aaron was 3 years older, and he might be insulted by this. How can it be such a, what seems to us a trivial consideration to overwhelm the argument, the great argument for releasing the Jews from Mitzrayim? It was Tarasa Midois. Since Moshe wasn't entirely certain of his purity, he knew that he would not be worthy for this mission. So, having very briefly looked at these issues, with this level of purity of body, as we saw above, the neshama didn't want to leave, and midois, with this, it's because of this. Again, it's not haphazard and accidental. Because he achieved this, mimele he earned the highest level of nevuah, as Chazal put it, shistakel ba'aspak l'arya ha'meira. Again, we'll see it in the next page what this means. Yesh min ha'nevi'im mishirei Hashem yitzbarach mechorei mechitzei Yisrael bois. Many mefarshim explains this, particularly the Ramchal. Nevi'im see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind many partitions, so to speak, a greater Navi sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind fewer mechitzos. What do these mechitzos mean? Kol bechisus beseichel oy bemidois mechitza. Mechitza, in the words of Chazal, means any lack of perfection, either intellectually or in midois. Any shortcoming, intellectually or in midois, is a mechitza. So mi'ut chokhma, some lack of understanding, whatever it is, or mi'ut havana, b'seichel, or ta'ava, ga'ava, kas, azuz, ahavas mamoin midas. Any slight tinge of a midara'a, kol eilu en mechitzes. Each one of them, another mechitza. Navi tzarich liyos mushlam bechol amidas asich liyos, uvroiv malos amidas. That's based on the Rambam. A Navi has to be perfect in the intellectual midas, in all of them, and the majority of the midos, what we call midos, the character traits. Im yesh l'navi k'tzas midos shadayin l'tiken l'gamay. If he has certain midos that he hasn't completely perfected, kol midah bilti mushlemes imechitza v'machazei nevuah. Every imperfect midah is another mechitza, another partition, separation, as far as the vision of nevuah. L'mo yesher rabbein alav ha-shalom ha-isarak mechitza achas. He had one mechitza. V'gam hi b'v'chinas zechuchis nekiya. Even that one was like a sparklingly clean glass window. It's because he was a human being. It is inevitable. The very fact that he was a human being made this mechitza inevitable. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron and Miriam, Im hiye neviyachem b'mar'a ela b'svada b'chalom adaber boi, lo yichen avdi Moshe. Not so. Moshe, bechol b'isi nemanu pe'el pe'a daber bo b'mar'eh velo b'chidois. Those are the psukim that indicate Moshe's supremacy in nevuah. Adam she'ein mechitza mafsekes b'no levin koinoi. A person that is not separated from his creator other than one mechitza, rak shu yelud ishain, only because he is a human being sof. Ve'gam mechitza zo yasa shkufain. Even this mechitza was completely transparent. Guf tohir u'metzuchzach. His body was pure, shining, as paklaria meira. We'll see in a moment in the footnote what that refers to. Rak mish zachal lemadraga elyona zoye, a person who earned this supreme level, hayayachol orid tirao shechina melemala lemata. Only such a person could pull down the Torah and bring down the divine presence from above to below. That's the aspect of godliness of the individual, of the person that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. In the footnote, so at the end of Maseches Kelim, we find two explanations of this term. Harav Meveh, the Batanur explains, Mar'a shezechuchis she'isha ro'a bah espaneh, klimar re'i. According to the Batanur, aspakalia means a mirror. It's a mirror. Harambam kosav, but the Rambam writes, aspaklaya mechitza, asher yaseh lirois me'achorav hatzurois. I mean, the words are a bit obscure. It's a some sort of division that a person makes to see shapes from behind it. The Tosfos Yomtov says, gloma mishkafaim, glasses, spectacles. Or not necessarily what we call spectacles, but some sort of a lens, in other words, a lens. The Rambam may not have spoken precisely about glasses, but a lens that allows one to see more clearly. That's according to Tosfos Yomtov. Das Rambam nisbar leil. That's how we use the term aspakalia above, that he could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a lens, and even that lens was polished to perfection. That we explained above. Now, Ledas Rav Nitzah, according to the Vatanura, however, he says Aspaklaya is a mirror. What emerges is Ki Adam Betzurasuhe Penimis Betzelem Udmos, Hu Mamash Re'i. The inner form of the human being, and here we're not talking about anatomy, you know, we're talking about his, the inner form of him, the essential similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Tzelem and Dmos exactly mean, is a mirror. Sheboy Yecholim Nizgalos Linim Elokim, where he can discover godly matters, because that's what's within him. The Tzelem and the Dmos Elokim, the Tzelem Elokim that's within him, is a mirror. It's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it appears from this that Nevuah is a process of looking at oneself and discovering within oneself certain truths about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are a reflection of Him. Ayen Bedas Tvunois, that's the Ramchal, yeah, Hotzas Friedlander, the edition put out by Rav Chaim Friedlander in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ligalos al Bnei Adam, Kedarke Bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal Himself. This idea, that one can look within oneself and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Ad kama shenavi zikech atzmo, the more a Navi purifies himself, obviously his mirror within himself is more polished. It's like a high quality mirror and a lower quality mirror. Both these opinions, both the Rambam and the Bartanur, so both of them have a source in the Midrash. The Midrash reads as follows: Ma bein Moshe lechol neviim? What is the difference between Moshe and other prophets? Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai Yomer, this is the famous Rabbi Yehuda of Tana, mitoch teisha aspak l'aryois ha'yo neviim roim. The other neviim saw through 9 aspak l'aryois, Moshe ra mitoch aspak l'arya achas. He saw through one. Zaydas Rambam. That's the Rambam where we're talking about a lens. So other Nevi'im, you see through many, many lenses. He sees through one, and it's a better vision. There's less distortion. But Rabbanon Amrin, they say, Kol Nevi'im ru mitoch aspaklaya meluchleches. They saw through aspaklaya. And here we say that's more in line with the Batanura, through a mirror, which was meluchleches, a little bit tinged. They quote a certain pasuk. He saw through a mirror that was polished. Like the pasuk says in Behar Yisecha. That's the opinion of the Bartanura, like the majority against Rabbi Yehuda. His mirror was polished to perfection. Therefore, his tzelem elokim within him, the shape, in inverted commas, of his soul, haya bahir legamre, it was totally clear. Umidoisav hitimu lumidoisav isparach. Moshe's midois were a perfect reflection, as far as is humanly possible, of Hashem's midois. Hadavarim amukim veniflame. These are deep and wondrous matters. Adkan.